And I'm now joined in the studio by Simon Malloy. He's the Scala president, along with Marta Bailey. Simon, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
And as you said before, we've got plenty to talk about with Scala, because, I mean, Scala, it seems like there's constantly things going on.
Yeah.
I mean, you've just wrapped up Foom Festival not that long ago, mm-hmm. And we've had plenty of the winners in the studio, and November is going to be just as busy, I understand.
Extremely huge.
Yeah, it's because it's a certain anniversary, birthday
it's been
for Scala.
30 years since Robert Childs founded Scala, and it's kind of mind-boggling. 30 years, was it 17 albums, untold performances, so we want to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, of course. So what do the celebrations look like?
We're in the three middle months of November. We're going to have... three middle weeks of November. And the last one is the 23rd. That's the actual 30th anniversary. That's going to be a ticketed event.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got kind of the best of the past and present performing at our regular Thursday night Scala Showcase through the middle months of November.
Yeah. And how have you approached your role as Scala president in the time?
Good question. You better answer that, Marta.
No, I'll leave that one to you.
Well, I think the main thing was to get everybody on the board. You know, a board is usually a group that stands off and thinks about strategy and stuff like that. And we do that, but we also do the door and the setup and the pack up and all the practical things that need to be done.
Mm.
And so very early we worked out who would do what, assign those roles very clearly. And it's been fantastic. Everyone's been, pulling their weight and being innovative. And Marta's got our membership database all up and running. It's really great.
I think, and Roe's got our website completely revamped. And I think we've got a really good team this year. Everyone pitches in and it's just, yeah. I think we're making things better. Getting things running more smoothly, a bit more organised.
Yeah.
And
we've been building on the relationship with the Wheat Sheaf Hotel.
Mm. Yeah.
Which has been great.
Yeah.
Perfect venue for us.
Yeah, yeah. And in terms of your own personal journeys to Scala as musicians, I mean, the resounding message that you hear from artists who come in involved with Scala is that kind of that sense of welcoming and that welcoming community that Scala creates. So for yourselves individually, how has it been, how has Scala and the ideas behind it supported you and your acts over the years?
Well, for me, I always loved singing and playing, but I hadn't really taken writing my own songs particularly seriously until I was encouraged to join Scala. And then, yeah, I discovered this vibrant community and wonderful venues and just people to collaborate with and that inspire you.
Mm.
And I met Simon through Scala, and we've collaborated on quite a few of his songs and my songs. So we've got the band The Good Questions out of that.
Mm.
That's been really wonderful for me.
The other thing about Scala is the audience. It's an amazing audience, and we want to make it bigger and we want to cultivate it.
Mm.
But it's the start of a bracket. Someone starts playing and the audience just goes dead silence.
Mm.
Silent. And, there's a pause in a song. And it's...
it's a place for people who really appreciate original music to go and see something new, something different.
Mm.
All different styles, and really, you can tell that the audience, many of them are songwriters themselves, just really appreciate what they're hearing and seeing.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, no, it is the creation of that kind of it's an exchange, isn't it?
It's really an exchange, and I think we get too caught up in. It'd be great if Bob Dylan would come and sit in for a couple of songs, or we can get too caught up in the experience of global celebrity music talent. You know, if you go back 100 years before recorded music, people didn't have that. You know, music was always local, and it's a huge change. And to some extent, it can alienate local communities of musicians, right? Because there's always the super talent that you're hearing about that's sweeping the world, and sometimes that's just not the point.
Yeah,
it just doesn't matter. And they're not antithetical; they're not mutually exclusive. Actually, they might be antithetical, but they're not mutually exclusive. Yeah.
And sometimes it's not about being the star; it's about expressing something that just needs to come out, and the joy of that, you know, and the joy of singing and writing with other people, and getting that creativity out.
Yeah, and telling stories that people will know and relate to. I mean, I don't think,
that's
you know.
It's a huge part of it.
Yeah, it's very fulfilling.
Oh,
but it's the exchange. It's the exchange is a good word. It's a communication. It's an interaction.
Community.
That is,
yeah, definitely, definitely. So you guys have brought in some instruments, as is often the case. With there it is. Yeah. you guys are going to play a live song for us. Is this a Good Questions song or one of yours?
Yes, it is.
Originally it wasn't, but it was one that that we brought into the Good Questions set mostly when we were playing as a duo, because I added a little uke part to it.
Yeah, it's got the super uke over there.
Yeah. Simon can describe
this is kind of a sad song in a way, because it's a song about another musician friend of mine named Simon, who died about, 2008, at the age of 46, cancer, sad. But he was someone who, as a musician, I'd connected with when he'd lived in Adelaide many, 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 many years ago. And we were always really close. We were close musically for quite a while. But then he moved to Perth to marry someone, and we lost contact. And then he got sick, and it was, you know, too late.
Yeah.
So that's what it's about.
Yeah, and he's a person whose music I discovered.
Independently of me.
Yeah, and so, yeah, we had this great conversation at Scala one time about our enthusiasm for Simon Neild's songs.
Now, if anyone's out there listening who wants to hear an excellent guitarist, an excellent singer-songwriter who they never heard before and they really like, because everybody loves him, his name's Simon Neild, and if you go out on the web, you can find something, I think.
Yeah, great. Well, take it away.
Friend of mine, I thought I knew one day you and I would sing our songs, how we'd play the musical bay. Well, it seems I was wrong, but I won't say goodbye, 'cause you and I are playing still. I feel I have a hummingbird heart, a hummingbird heart. If we knew what we all know now, back there at the start, would we do much more to show our hummingbird hearts? Say, don't you wait a minute to sing your song, though you've gone away. I hear you play, and I
promise I will be strong, but I won't say goodbye, 'cause you and I are playing still. I feel I have a hummingbird heart, a hummingbird heart, a hummingbird heart.
It's lovely. Thank you, guys.
That's all right.
Thank you, Lisa.
And it's called Hummingbird Heart?
Called Hummingbird Heart. Because we like alliteration.
Yeah, and it's such a that's such a beautiful image, Hummingbird Heart, that you just know exactly, and it just evokes that that feeling. We've all had moments of having hummingbird hearts, I think.
I still don't know what the metaphor means. It strikes a resonance, but I don't know what it means, because I think if it has got a metaphor or a metaphorical relationship to the topic. I was watching one of the nature shows, Richard Attenborough, on hummingbirds, and their hearts beat some ridiculous rate,
a thousand beats a minute or something.
Something crazy. And I thought, that's such a tenuous and fragile existence, and they've got to be eating almost non-stop with high energy foods to survive. And I think that's an interesting metaphor for life, because even us, we're so fragile,
so delicate, but then strong at the same time,
powerful thing.
With that life force,
It's so intense, but it's so fragile.
But that's all it is for the hummingbird as well. Like, that's all they know. And so in terms of different approaches,
that's it. That's helpful.
Yeah, sure.
Well done.
That's the answer.
We can workshop some more stuff later.
Yeah, that's it. So you've got all the celebrations of November with the 30th anniversary of Scala. And looking beyond to 2018, what are the plans there for Scala?
Well, we're hoping to continue on at the WE Tea.
Yep.
And
hold firm again, which seems to get bigger and better each year.
Yeah.
And
we're hoping to make some improvements in the online entry system for FOOM, just to make it a little bit easier, because some of the entry methods are a bit, they could be more user friendly than they are.
Yeah, and then we're just going to build on things like finally getting a membership database and up and running and doing more promotion. And we're also going to try and raise the quality of the the fortnightly showcases. And also workshops.
Just have a nice mixture of emerging and established artists to really try and make the shows as good as they can be.
Yeah, and our workshops have been great. We had a fantastic one from Robin Habel, who runs a songwriting course at Adelaide Uni, a few weeks ago, and that was amazing. And coming up
next Monday, the 6th of November, we've got John Schumann coming in to the Box Factory to talk about some of his inspirations, and come along to that if you're keen. He's the guy from Red Gum. And it's just a gold coin donation. The Box Factory, which is Regent Street South in the city.
And so where can people, Scarlett's got the Facebook page, it's got its website, just in terms of keeping up to speed with all the things.
We've also got a YouTube channel now.
Got a YouTube channel, and via the website you can sign up to our email list, and that way you'll be in the know about anything that's going on at Scala. But lots of people use Facebook these days to find out anything.
So that's you can sign up to our Facebook feed, and then the other thing is...
Yeah, so the other part of the November 30th birthday celebrations is we've got the brand new Scala CD coming out from the FOOM winners last year. And
this is the first time it's been in a radio studio.
Yeah, we've got the very first copy in our hot little hands. It's called Scala Songs to Sing. It's got a beautiful picture of the Wheatie on the cover. I think Courtney Robb from Paper Doll Graphic Design did did the artwork for this one.
Greg Wright did all the work and production of, you know, herding the cats and getting it all happening.
Yeah. Poor guy. It's got some really great artists and tracks on there, so that'll be launched.
How many tracks has it got, Marta?
It's got 18 tracks. Ooh. And it's Scala's 18th CD.
Yeah. Wow, works well. Works well.
Yeah, I mean, just think about that. You know, we've got 18 CDs of South Australian songwriters.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic heritage. It's a real history there.
So we'll be launching that at the 30th anniversary birthday party, which is on the 23rd of November at the Weedy.
Fantastic. So people should get along so that they can get their hands on that. And what about the good questions as well? Any plans for the rest of this year?
Oh, you know, world domination eventually.
But yeah, of course. Yeah, put that on hold. New Year's resolution.
Yeah. But, well, I'm really pleased with it. We actually scored the first track on the CD, and I think you heard it last time we were in here a couple of months ago. But this is the new version mastered by the excellent Disc Edits, who is...
Neville Clark.
And he's the man with the magic ears. You go into his studio and listen to the speakers he's got and you hear things you've never heard coming out of a recording before in your whole life.
Oh,
and
beautiful.
He says, oh, did you hear that? And I said, no, play it again. And he just tweaks things and it sounds even better. So...
Beautiful. So very happy with the final version.
Well, we got about three tracks in the car on the way in here.
So we've also got feature artists from the CD playing spotlights at each of the shows in November. So spotlights are kind of a 10 to 15 minute bracket, sort of like an open mic slot, but booked ahead. And they'll be just playing a couple of songs before the main acts.
Yeah.
So I should say the next Scala show is on the 9th of November.
Next week.
Yep.
And so who have we got? We've got The Gates, who's Mick Pepler and his band, and Maddie Coots, who is one of the FOOM winners from this year, from the live section.
Mm-hmm.
She's amazing. She's so young and she's got so much talent. And the fabulous band Take Three, who is Michael Madigan, Joanna Kilmartin, and David Kilmartin, I believe.
Right, yeah, they're great. Yeah, so keyboards, she's a great singer. He's a good singer, the great harmonies.
So much talent in Adelaide.
Yeah.
And it's good, even just within that, there's variety in terms of it's not, you know, if people tend to think of guitarist, singer, songwriter just on their own solo, but it is group act.
It's almost every fortnight we have a band in the third bracket.
Mm.
And a huge variety of bands.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, and our spotlights for next week will be Aldo Zotti and Andy Armstrong, who are also feature artists off the new CD.
Fantastic. Yeah. So we better wrap things up by playing the front running track.
Yes.
It just so happens that Simon's song, The Grand Parade.
Yeah, so these are the
2016
FOOM. There's a year delay, which is quite good because you get all
the winners win some recording time and
Great way to expose Adelaide audiences to.
Yeah, so it's all mastered and
it all sounds great. So this is Simon.
Yep.
Your track,
yep.
The Grand Parade.
Yep.
That's right.
Thank you so much for coming in, guys, and all the best with all the celebrations for Scala this month and planning for beyond. We're always very happy to have our Scala guests here at Arts Breakfast.
Come along if you can. Yeah. We'll let you in free.
Look at that.
Just a quick note, this song was recorded at Red Brick Studio by Anthony Stewart, who's one of our sponsors.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thanks so much, guys. Here's Simon Molloy with The Grand Parade.
Summertime is falling, and the stars are bright tonight. The Milky Way is calling to me. I don't need to see you to be dancing in your light. I don't need to hear you to feel. Why does light dance around me? Time we cannot say. Tell me why are we out of starlight maze? Not to dance in the grand parade. Breathing in your darkness, ah, but I am standing still. If we make this out of sadness, you will. The summertime is falling, but the air is sweet tonight. I hope when time comes calling, I'll be alive. Dance in the grand parade.